This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So being around guys my whole life, you know, whenever it'd be cold, they go, I'm freezing my blank off. But usually they kind of refer to their testicles. I'm freezing my huevos off or whatever else they would say. And so I'm like, well, you know, oh gosh, you know, then, you know, where's the pants or, you know, make sure they're, you know, bring them back up to your body temperature to keep them warm. And I always felt bad for my friends who were guys and what they had to kind of endure because, you know, I have a couple pendulous things that I got to keep, you know, seems like they have more, right? They have at least three things down there. And so that's got to be kind of hard, especially with the distance away from the body. And so, you know, as a physician, we've had to deal with frostbite injuries. Even though I practice in southern Nevada, the desert does still, sadly, predispose some people to frigid temperatures, especially at night. And if they don't dress appropriately or, you know, during New Year's or something like that, they could sustain frostbite. Have I taken care of a lot of them? No. You know, I've probably done more heat illness than anything else. But as we know, frostbite is pretty serious, especially for those of you in swaths of the country that always get really, really bad snow and some real, real cold weather. Well, can you literally freeze your, you know, male genitalia off? Technically, you can. You know, it shouldn't necessarily fall off, you know, as long as we could rewarm it. Hopefully, it doesn't need amputation. And Remy Lindholm, a Finnish Olympic skier, actually has opened up about what he went through. And it was freezing in the Beijing Olympics. I don't know if you guys watch the Beijing Olympics, but they looked cold. And they had tape on their face to try to keep themselves warm. Well, Reuters explains that actually Remy Lindholm sustained frostbite to his penis as a result of what happened with the race. So the men's 50-kilometer mass start race was actually shortened to 30 kilometers because they were worried about frostbite. And because, you know, these are long races, you know, as opposed to, you know, these people skiing and doing half pipe and doing, you know, the flips and all that. They could do what they need to do and then they could get back into a warm area. Not when you're doing marathons. Uh-uh. And I think he was going for about an hour and 16 minutes. He finished 28th, if I have that right. I got to double check. Russian Alexander Bolshunov was the one who won the race. But he said he suffered from frostbite, and he had to try to thaw out his penis with a heat pack. He was, his span of being in the frozen temperatures as well as the freezing winds was about 1 hour and 16 minutes. And so, sadly, his body part became frozen. By the way, this is not the first time this happened to him. This has happened to him before. So he kind of knew what was going on. And I'm sure this happens to a lot more guys. It just doesn't kind of make the national news. So bless him for being open about it. He suffered a similar incident in Ruka, Finland last year. He said, you can guess which body part was a little bit frozen. And when I finished the men's Olympic 50-kilometer race, it was one of the worst competitions I've been in. It was just about battling through. And my guess is it started to hurt him early on. So organizers were worried about frostbite. Because already the race was delayed. So if the race was delayed by an hour, that means a lot of them are already out in the cold when they didn't need to be. They're wearing thin suits. They have some underlayers worn. They have some plasters. Those stickers we saw to cover their face and ears didn't do much. So he used a heat pack to try to thaw it out, and he said the pain was unbearable. Wow. I'm amazed he could even. I could have probably walked 2 feet, let alone go through what he did. So frostbite basically happens because when you are that cold, your body has to decide which body part is more important. Is it the brain? Is it the heart? Is it your fingers? Is it your penis? And even though most of you would say hands down the latter, Not according to the body. The body doesn't care. The body's like, I need to keep you alive. I don't have to worry about, you know, the other things as much as I need to keep the heart and brain alive. So what happens is blood flow starts to leave the fingers. They start to leave the penis area. And these gloves that skiers use are probably a lot more insulated than their underwear. And that's why you really, really need good underwear. But the problem is when you're trying to move and, you know, cross-country ski, you can't really, you know, you can't be wearing wool down there. That's got to be itchy and sweaty and all that. So what ends up happening is the distal body parts start to basically necrose, or they lose blood supply. So finger, toes, chins, cheeks, tips of nose, ear. So what ends up happening is there's degrees of frostbite. So first degree frostbite is when you start to see pallor or you get pale. The color starts to change, like from white, blue, red in the fingers. You'll get tingling, numbness. It'll get prickly feeling because of lack of blood flow. And then these body parts will actually start to feel cold. So once you start to feel that prickliness, like I feel it in my ears sometimes when I'm in New York during the winter, you know, or the tip of the nose, or the ears, oh my gosh, they hurt so much. That's a sign of frostbite because, again, your body's blood, being 98.6 for most of us, can only do so much. But the outside temperature, especially with the thin areas and the small tips areas, you got so much surface area for such a small area that you have heat evaporation. So it won't, and heat escape. Second degree is where your lips start to turn blue. You have more prominent skin color change to white, blue, red. You get more pale, waxy, firm skin because now the skin doesn't have the moisture because the blood is shunting. You can start getting blisters, more stinging. You might even swell. And then it'll even feel like you're burning. So, you know, a lot of times, too, with hypothermia, people will start ripping off their clothes because they feel paradoxically hot or their skin hurts or burns. That's a sign of temperature dysregulation and a sign that you're already having damage to the skin. Third-degree frostbite could cause permanent tissue damage. Bluish, gray, or black skin, it actually looks charred. Severe blisters, numbness. So we have to start rewarming your body parts right away with warm baths. We need to get rid of any necrotic or gangrene tissue that might have happened. Sometimes we need anti-clotting agents because we want to try to get that blood flow in there. We might also need to give antibiotics just in case any body parts gets infected. Pain medication. We've used hyperbaric oxygen to try to get oxygen into those areas. Some people even need physical therapy. So you got to keep away from the cold. You got to keep all body parts. Just realize that even if you're moving and you think you're going to get hot, there might be some other body parts going, I'm cold. So thank God, you know, Rebby was able to get out of this alive. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer.
Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember a few weeks back, I told you that the CDC was going to be reevaluating their guidance when it came to the myocarditis risk. And I know many of you have felt that the government was completely ignoring the fact that there has been thousands of myocarditis cases reported globally as a result of these mRNA vaccines. Not to the same degree as we might see myocarditis in the general population, but a degree that's concerning enough where people wonder if, you know, there's a higher risk with certain groups, or there is a higher risk with certain groups, younger males. And in fact, the risk has been high enough that some countries have said, look, if you're male and you're younger, just
don't get the Moderna shot. Just go and get the Pfizer shot. We prefer you get Pfizer shot because there's a lower risk. But sadly, there is a risk of myocarditis even with the Pfizer vaccine. So the U.S. government, or the CDC, has been evaluating what they were going to do in terms of guidance when it comes to the myocarditis risk of younger males. And we've spoken about myocarditis, and we'll review it. It's inflammation of the heart. Myocarditis is the inner heart muscle. Pericarditis is around the heart. And this inflammation of the heart muscle seems to affect males much more than females, more often than females. And then it also seems to affect them kind of at that, remember that 14-day sweet spot I told you guys about? We seem to hear more of it after the second shot and after a week or two after that second shot, especially day 14. So the CDC is now advising younger males to wait longer between their doses of COVID-19 vaccine. Wait 8 weeks instead of the 3 weeks for Pfizer, 4 weeks for Moderna. Now, I know some of you are like, but most of them have already gotten the vaccine. Not everybody. A lot of young individuals have not been as robust in terms of their vaccination numbers as older individuals. So there's still a lot of people who are unvaccinated. So the guidance is obviously changing in terms of that. So according to the CDC, this happened yesterday, I believe, younger males are being asked to consider waiting longer between doses of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines to reduce the risk of heart inflammation. On their website, the agency suggests an 8-week interval between the first and second doses of primary mRNA vaccine schedule. So this is for anybody who is still unvaccinated, that has just gotten their first vaccine, is supposed to be getting their second dose at the three-week mark with Pfizer, at the four-week mark with Moderna. They are being told to wait until 8 weeks. Not get it at all. Just span it out a little bit longer so you don't get as much of a rush of your immune system, and then the immune system hopefully won't fight the heart. And I know this is frustrating for a lot of you. I get it. It's kind of scary, especially since that guidance has not been extended yet to kids. Now, remember, kids don't get Moderna. Kids still cannot get the Moderna shot. The only shot kids can get is Pfizer. And the Pfizer shot has been approved from 5 years old on up. Well, emergency approved between 5 and 12, and then from 12 on up. 12 on up get the same dose as an adult. 5 to 12 gets a third dose, and then they're working on the infant to 5-year-old range right now. And that's kind of looking more like a 3-dose series as opposed to a 2-dose. So this is for the young males that are going to be getting the vaccine. So they say the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective at the FDA-approved or FDA-authorized level intervals, but a longer interval may be considered for some populations. While absolute risk remains small, the relative risk for myocarditis is higher for males aged 12 to 39 years old. This risk might be reduced if you extend the interval between the first and second dose. They did cite studies in adolescents and adults showing the small risk of myocarditis associated with the vaccines, and it might be reduced, and peak antibody responses and vaccine effectiveness might be increased if you have a longer interval, longer than 4 weeks. So the CDC says extending the interval beyond 8 weeks has not been shown to provide additional benefit. There are currently no data available for children age 11 and younger. Therefore, an 8-week interval may be optimal for some people age 12 years or older, especially males between the ages of 12 and 39. So the CDC says 73% of people already over 12 got the vaccine, so it doesn't really impact a lot more people, as I have said. In terms of if you're older, if you're not in that kind of that 12 to 39 age group, they still do, you know, what we've told you before. So, you know, as a parent of two boys, I gave them their shots. I didn't give them their shots. I took them in for their shots, but I did have them extended a little bit to 6 weeks. Now, this was way before this data came out. But one is, it's because they had gotten their first shot, and then something came up, and so we couldn't go in at the 3 or 4 week mark anyway. And I think we extended it to 5-6 weeks. And then, thank God, they didn't have any myocarditis issue. They felt fine. I also told them not to work out, even though there's really no science behind that, I believe there were some European countries who were first telling their males don't work out for a week after the shot. That doesn't really have a lot of logic or science behind it, because many of these myocarditis cases are after that period, you know, especially after the spike protein is being made, which usually takes a couple weeks. So, but I still told my boys, because this was before the science, look, just, I need to know if you're having chest pain. I need to know if you're having any issues. So, and this was after their second shot. So don't be working out, you know, just do mild stuff. So then I could know and tell if something's going on. And luckily, you know, they got through it okay. But, you know, as a parent, I get it. You know, we've spoken about that. You know, I recommend the vaccine because I think it saves lives, and I definitely wanted my kids vaccinated. But, man, do I pray every day that, you know, there's no side effects that could come. And I also still pray that they don't get COVID as well. So I pray for a lot of things. Yeah. Pray for a better show. I'm not going to pray for a better show. Okay, God has bigger things to do, and honestly, you know, for him to work on the show, it's going to have to take all his might and you know, all his resources. So no, I'm not gonna do that. But you know, for those of you going, really, am I really gonna you know put my kids through the risk? Again, my concern is that COVID does affect the heart. I just had a patient today call in. Eyes were kind of red and inflamed, and I could hear her coughing in the background. And I go, you know, have you been tested for COVID? You know, because they called for pink eye. And I'm like, I don't know. I see a lot of pink eye with COVID. I'm thinking this is COVID. And she's like, yeah, I'm kind of waiting for my test to come back. You know, and when you kind of see what COVID does, COVID doesn't care. I mean, COVID is, it shrinks hamster testes. It'll inflame the eyes, and I've seen some eyes beat red. It'll affect the heart. It'll have that multi-system inflammatory response. And I get that there's side effects with the vaccine. I get that. And as a parent, it stinks to have to make that decision and it be on you, because you're going to feel guilty no matter what. You're going to feel guilty if you don't give your kid the vaccine. You're going to feel guilty when you do. And if there's a side effect, you're going to feel guilty no matter what. So you have to, you know, talk to your children. You have to collectively make a decision saying, look, guys, you know, the higher risk seems to be with the unvaccinated. And I'm going with that. You know, and explain why. If you choose not to go with that, explain why too. I get that it's a very difficult decision. But myocarditis and inflammation of the heart that could happen is immune mediated. And with that, it, you know, people say, well, why don't I just take steroids after the shot? We can't necessarily do that, because the whole purpose of you getting the vaccine is to induce your immune system. So we don't want to suppress it and then make it less, I guess, potent. And so, you know, the signs of myocarditis, what you need to look for is chest pain, abnormal heart rate, trouble breathing, dizziness, fatigue. Some of you might even feel it in the back, fever, fatigue, body aches, dizziness, nausea, vomiting. Your joints could hurt. You could get diarrhea. You know, with this, it's not just diarrhea, but if you do have inflammation of the heart, there could be a whole slew of symptoms. And you might be like, oh, well, this is just the COVID. Get it checked out. Myocarditis in and of itself will affect kids about 1 to 2 cases per 100,000. I do not have the data in terms of how many myocarditis cases happen in young kids. Remember I told you there was a couple deaths that were being investigated by the CDC in some children that had multiple health issues. So we don't have, I don't have updated data per se, but we do see myocarditis happen in kids. And so in 5 to 11 year olds, I think last month we talked about how there were 12 cases that met the myocarditis definition. So you just need to be aware. And if your kids get the vaccine, and like I said, hopefully they do, because I do believe it helps long term, you got to make sure you watch for those symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, you know, abnormal heart rate, fatigue, fever, not feeling well. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Now that Russia has started a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Fox News, this didn't have to happen.
Vladimir Putin didn't change. American leadership changed. And the sanctions I've seen so far, heck, one of the two banks they sanctioned, a bank called VEB, was already under sanctions. I promise you, Putin saw that, and what he reads in that is green light. President Biden needs to get back out in front of this, reestablish deterrence, and demand that our European partners do exactly the same thing.
Just today, at least 60 people have already been killed in Russia's attack on Ukraine, according to an advisor to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. The number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits fell to a 52-year low after another decline in jobless aid applications last week. Jobless claims fell by 17,000 to 232,000, according to the Labor Department. This is USA Radio News. More boosters may be on the way, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Katie Lewis.
Federal health officials and medical experts are mulling the potential need for a fourth COVID-19 vaccine, but many don't agree whether another booster is needed. A senior Biden administration official tells Axios that the federal government is planning to test new vaccines combining multiple COVID strains to determine what will offer the broadest coverage against future strains. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ford Motor Company is recalling nearly a quarter million heavy pickup trucks in the U.S. because the drive shafts can fracture and cause a loss of power. The recall covers certain F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 through 2022 model years. The trucks have gasoline engines and aluminum drive shafts. Heat and noise insulators below the body can loosen and touch the drive shaft. The shaft can fracture, causing a power loss or total loss of control if it hits the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So people are ripping off their masks, and you're seeing some of the more liberal states even following through with the we are going to loosen up mandates, especially with schools. And so as we watch mask mandates lift across the country, there's still been some schools and school districts where they're like, no, the kids still need to wear them.
And I don't know if you guys saw that video of that school in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas, where I believe they were like first graders, where the teacher says, hey guys, you know, as of tomorrow, no more masks. And the kids just jumped up and were screaming and dancing and ripping off their mask, and just, they were just excited as hell, and it brought tears to us, to our eyes, just watching that happen. So we're hearing in New Hampshire, schools are going to be no longer able to mandate masks. According to Governor Chris Sununu, I don't think this should be viewed as a drastic change or measure. It's just another kind of step forward as we continue to return to the old normal. We know that masking can be a very powerful tool in times of surging transmissibility, but it obviously has drawbacks, especially for kids in schools and those with disabilities. Beautifully stated. Schools will be given some time to transition their policies. Those that attempt to maintain mandates are going to run afoul of state laws. So this change does reflect a recent drop in new cases and hospitalizations. And even the state epidemiologist, Dr. Benjamin Chan, said authorities are recommending face masks be worn based on individual preference and individual choice. L.A. County is even going to allow people to remove masks indoors, but only if they're vaccinated. So if they're unvaccinated, they still have to wear a mask, which, again, is, you know, a little kind of concerning because vaccinated people can spread it also. You know, I mean, unless they're trying to protect the person wearing it. Usually these masks or barriers protect you from spreading it. And there is some protection, I believe, of you getting it. But, again, shouldn't that be somebody's choice? So, because in L.A. County you have to show proof of vaccination, then basically what that is somebody wearing a mask will look like it's like a scarlet letter where they'll be branded. But what's also fascinating about that rule and how that kind of is a little ironic and how it might actually do more harm than good is you're going to have a lot of people that are not going to want to take off the mask. They're going to want to wear the mask because they still do. I run into people in Nevada all the time. They're wearing masks still. And they are going to want to be branded as unvaccinated. And so they might be like, well, you know what? I don't want people thinking I'm not vaccinated. So to heck with it, I'm not going to wear the mask. If you want to wear the mask, go ahead. But because there's kind of this rule that unvaccinated people have to wear a mask indoors, then it starts to put people in this kind of position like, well, you know, I don't want to look like something I'm not. Get rid of the mandates. This way, whoever wants to wear a mask is wearing a mask. Whoever is, you know, not wanting to wear a mask, you know, whether they're vaccinated or not, the science has shown that everybody still can spread the virus. You know, just try to be smart, increase ventilation. I think all of us businesses know we need to clean up. We can't be, you know, people touching somebody else's, you know, shopping cart or somebody else's tablet or somebody else's credit card machine. I think we've all learned that, you know, that's kind of disgusting. And so, you know, like the gas pump. I don't know if anybody's out there really washing off the gas pump. I went and got gas yesterday because I was worried about gas prices soaring. And, I'm touching something that somebody else touched. That's just kind of what happens. I mean, toilet seats. You don't have somebody cleaning off the toilet seats. Yeah, you have to use, you know, you go and you use a toilet seat cover. And which is another thing, too. Are toilet seat covers mandated? You know, we have to mandate, you know, with masks and all that, but, you know, there's STDs, and I am still of the belief that if there's a short amount of time, you could get something from a toilet seat. I still have that. Most STDs happen with, obviously, intercourse. But, man, I have seen some real dirty toilets where I really believe that some STDs could still live, you know, if you follow somebody that closely into the bathroom. And so, you know, are toilet seat covers mandatory? No. Some states, they're mandatory. Like in California, all bathrooms have to have toilet seat covers. But is it mandatory that you use one? I use one because I want to. I just like toilet seat covers. So, yeah, I'm gonna use one. Sometimes I use two. Sometimes I use three because as I put the second one down, it falls through. And then I have to put another one on. And then I have to keep them folded over. Which, by the way, those toilet seat covers, you know how there's the hole on the inside? That's supposed to pull and then go over the lip of the toilet that usually gets peed on, you know, by guys. Yeah, a lot of you just sit there and you just pee through the hole. You're supposed to pull that over so it protects that front part of the toilet, that inside part of the toilet seat cover. So, no, it's our choice if we want to use it or we don't. I'm grateful that they're there. I love toilet seat covers. And no one's really going to steal toilet seat covers because they don't use them at home. But, so, same thing with masks. Have masks out there if somebody wants to use them. Where, like, it dispenses one at a time. Because I know people like newspapers, they'll open it up and they'll take a whole bunch. Anyway, so this new public health order in L.A. is going to be relaxed on Friday, allowing unmasking indoors at restaurants, bars, and other businesses if you show proof of vaccination. Workers can also remove their masks if they're vaccinated. If they're not, they're going to have the mask on and be branded. Customers who are unvaccinated have to continue to wear them, unless, of course, they're actively eating or drinking. They still must prove they're vaccinated or have had a recent COVID-19 test. So much for privacy. None of your damn business. Nope. They're going to want to know. So, Hawaii is the last state to hold out, we're being told, on lifting the mask mandate. Even though COVID cases are falling, Hawaii, I get, they have a much different ecosystem. They have a much different state. And they have some of the strictest rules, and I get it. A lot of people are very frustrated because, and we call it Hawaii, but it's Hawaii, right? The W is pronounced V. We've been mispronouncing it, but, you know, if I say Hawaii, it's because I know that's what you guys know. If I say Hawaii, some of you are like, what did she just say? Hawaii. So it is the last state not planning on lifting its indoor mask mandate. Governor David Ige told KITV last week that he was working with the state's Department of Health to determine the right timing to ease restrictions. He says Hawaii ranks second in the nation when it comes to COVID deaths, in part because of the indoor mask requirement and other measures that have proven successful in protecting our community and this potentially deadly virus. He said our decisions are based on science with the health and safety of our community as our top priority. He said at the beginning of the month, he would not mandate booster shots for travelers coming to the islands. Now, that was a huge movement because, remember, to be fully vaccinated, they had said you needed a booster. Otherwise, you're not fully vaccinated. So, luckily, it looks like that now has changed. So, that's something that I wanted to reconfirm with you because I don't think that made national news. A lot of people have said, you know what, I don't want to get the booster, so they haven't gone to Hawaii. In Maui, the local proof of vaccine regulation would end Monday. U.S. territory of Puerto Rico lifted their mask requirement last July. They quickly reinstated within weeks. No plans to lift yet, according to New York Times. El Nuevo Dia reported that Governor Pedro R. Pierluisi told residents that it is not yet time. You know, so these mandates, you know, what is going on with COVID? Well, we are starting to see rising cases of the stealth COVID or the baby COVID. And it's not to the degree that by any means, you know, there needs to be at all panic. There should never be panic or reinstitution of any of these, you know, crazy sort of guidelines and mandates that make no sense. In terms of our hospitalizations are serious, critical hospitals. Hospitalized patients have dropped now below 10,000. It hasn't done that in a while, so that we're really grateful for that. But still, in Russia, they've claimed another 132,000 cases. UK, about another 40,000 cases. Italy, 46,000 cases. And it could just be because people are testing more, but Russia has noted another 762 deaths, UK another 125 deaths, Italy another 249 deaths. So sadly, there are still cases brewing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dog. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as promised, we will give you breaking news as we get it. So Russian forces have seized control of Chernobyl. Now, we knew this was going to be one of the targets. I think they were talking about this yesterday on how they were concerned that this was going to be one of their focal points in within the first few hours of the invasion. And as you remember, Chernobyl was the site of the worst nuclear disaster in history. And so with Russian forces now seizing control of Chernobyl, people are very, very concerned about them having control of the nuclear waste and what else they control within those facilities that were abandoned 40-some years ago. So, Daily Mail is reporting, after a fierce battle, Russian forces have gained control of Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The condition of the nuclear storage facilities are still unknown. This is sparking huge fears of a radiation leak that could cause fallout in Europe. Again, Chernobyl shouldn't even have even happened, and it was one cluster after another. And sadly, many missteps within the Soviet Union put us at risk, put the world at risk with what happened with Chernobyl. And now, for Russia to have control over it makes us very nervous. Video revealed Russian tanks and armored vehicles standing in front of the destroyed reactor. It sits about 60 miles north of the capital, Kiev, in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Turkey reported that one of its ships had been hit by a bomb off the coast of Odessa. Fighting is also going on. As you know, Turkey is a member of NATO. So if Turkey is under attack, or Turkey feels threatened, that's going to quickly bring in an all-out conflict in Europe, including the U.S. being involved. Kiev has ordered civilians into bomb shelters, declared a curfew, as Russia is about to strike the Ukrainian capital. Kiev's troops, they say, lost control of an airfield around 15 miles away. Russian forces had attacked it with two dozen attack helicopters early in the day. Now, they think some of which have been shot down. And they say they're going to bomb Kiev now. Authorities told us to hide in shelters if they haven't already fled. Apparently, Mail Online says a hospital has been hit, 4 people killed. The Ukrainian army was this afternoon fighting in almost every region of the country, being spread out, battling control of military bases, airports, cities, ports from Kharkiv to Kiev, Donetsk to Odessa. And Putin gave the order to attack around 5 a.m., and that unleashed a bunch of rocket fire, about 100 short, medium-range ballistic missiles, according to American intelligence, cruise missiles, surface-to-air missiles, 75 bombers that targeted military sites, barracks, warehouses, airfields. So we're hearing that Ukraine was able to fight back. They have shot down, we're being told, 5 helicopters. They have been able to destroy dozens of tanks, capture dozens of troops. Now, this is obviously just a small dent, and people are concerned that their inferior military won't be able to, in terms of numbers, compete. But battles going on in Kiev right now along the northern border with Belarus in Luhansk, Donetsk in the east, and around Kherson, the Dnieper River, and port cities of Odessa and Mariupol in the south. And so, we just watch. It's frustrating as we watch. I believe the president is holding a some remarks. I don't know if he's holding a press conference, but he's holding remarks just to kind of let you know what, the Ukraine is up against. They have about 125,000 troops in their military. Army currently, I think Russia has there about 280,000 currently. We were told it was like over 200, but now we're being told 280,000. They have about 13,367 tanks. Ukraine has 2,100. Artillery, about 5,900 artillery for the Ukraine, 1,900. Armored vehicles, there's about 20,000 for Russia, 2,800 for Ukraine. And America has helped give them supplies and give them, but obviously not enough to take on Russia. Air Force, about 165,000 personnel for Russia, 35,000.
according to Daily Mail, for Ukraine attack aircraft, 1,300 compared to 146. Attack helicopters, 478 with Russia compared to Ukrainians, 42. And then the Navy. From the Navy standpoint, 2 million in reserves in Russia ready to go versus 900,000 for Ukraine. There's no subs. Ukraine has no subs. Russia has 50. In terms of warships, Russia has 74 in their Navy. Ukraine only has 2. In terms of personnel, 150,000 in the Navy, 15,000 with Ukraine. Well, Ukrainian forces have claimed they have been able to shoot out of the air up to 4 Russian Ka-52 alligator attack helicopters during a battle for the Gatsimel air base. A 5th helicopter was forced to make an emergency landing at the field under heavy fire. It's looking like, if you look at the scenes, it's like something that, you know, you wouldn't have expected in modern time to have to see. And this is a full-on war. And Putin's not playing around. And it's going to sadly have sequelae throughout. The U.S. and Western allies are going to be hitting Russia with sanctions. They're going to hit the banks, exports, and technology. But I guess there's some disagreement with countries. We're being told that some countries are kind of concerned that some of the luxury goods won't get there, and so they want some carve-outs, even diamonds. I think one country is hoping Belgium wants diamonds exempted because they have a diamond industry. And so with these sanctions, when you sanction with Russia, and when you're in Europe and you work with Russia, again, it's the dependency we have. We have so much dependency also on China. And as China, and we're going to update you on what's going on with that, as China is now moving into Taiwan, not to the degree that Putin is, but apparently some military planes have gone into their airspace. Any sanctions we do with China, that's why we've been so meek with them, is because we're so reliable. We're so reliant on them. So it's not good. So if it stinks that already being publicized or the sanctions that America wants to make, there some countries are asking for carve-outs because it just highlights the vulnerability. See, what every country should say is, I don't care. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop it hard. And so, no. Fine, we are cutting you off, but not that. You know what, can we at least still work with you on diamonds? Can we still at least work with you on some of the luxury goods? And all right, once you do that, Russia knows they have allies. They, you know, and Putin knows this. He's not a stupid man. He's very shrewd, and he's, you know, now unleashing this evil that is going to affect not only Ukraine, not only surrounding countries with all the refugees, but then Europe and possibly us. And it doesn't necessarily have to be with firepower. It could be with cyber attacks. They say a lot of European countries are dependent on Russian gas. So trying to cripple Moscow when they need, you know, the gas and they need the, you know, it's that Russia knows. So President Biden, we're going to see what he says. As we get any more information, we're going to keep you guys posted. U.S. officials have said the export controls will be implemented through a policy tool known as the Foreign Direct Product Rule. The Foreign Direct Product Rule would be possibly where they kind of use their further action when it comes to denying Russia something that they need. U.S. President knows that Zelensky has requested him to call the leaders of the world to speak out clearly against what Ukraine's asking for help. They are. And again, Putin said, oh yeah, these are just peacekeepers because we want to protect the areas controlled by Moscow-backed separatists. Well, it doesn't look very peaceful right now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.